So there is no multitasking. Activity is binary. It's black and white, yes or no, 0, 1, 0, 1, okay? So there's not an ability to actually multitask. Even the highest power computers in the world cannot do more than one thing at a time.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
What you are about to listen to is an excerpt from the weekly mastermind call that I host, where I lead real estate agents to learn how to make sales every single month of their careers. If you'd like to join us, I would love for you to do so. I invite for you to visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com. That's cpicoachingcorner.com to go ahead and register and join us online. My name is Dan Rochon. Let's dive into the show.
Dan Rochon of Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching talks about how multitasking is just an illusion. Learn how to be more efficient by not needing to multitask in this new episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
What is interfering with my time blocking is that I tend to try to multitask. I'm learning that while multitasking is sometimes a good quality and being able to do so efficiently, it doesn't really help with time blocking. There's no point in time blocking if you're going to multitask during those blocks of time.
Gary Keller and Jay Papasan talk about multitasking and how it doesn't actually exist. So there is no multitasking. Activity is binary. It's black and white, yes or no, 0, 1, 0, 1, okay? So there's not an ability to actually multitask. Even the highest power computers in the world that are much higher computation that our brains could do, computing power, cannot do more than one thing at a time. What the fast computers do is that they switch quickly. Okay, so it's on, off, on, off, on, off. But they're able to do so quickly, it looks as though if they're multitasking. So in that book, The One Thing, Gary and Jay talk about a thing called switch cost. All right, so the switch cost is where the inefficiencies come up when you think you're multitasking. So what the switch cost is, it's when you on, off, on, off, on, off, new task. Now I have to start again, on, off, on, off, on, off, new task, on, off, on, off. It's that time in between the task, which is the switch cost, which makes us very inefficient. Okay, so multitasking does not exist. So once we recognize that it does not exist, now we can have a different relationship with multitasking or what we perceive as multitasking, which will then allow for us to sit there and say, well, if I know that the loss of efficiency is when I switch from one task to another, because I have to then sort of get up and run and I got to sort of figure out what's going on. I got to think, I have to put energy into it. And then I do that, and then I'm on to the next thing, and then I'm on to the next thing, and it causes for an extraordinarily inefficient use of time. Then how can I spend more time in one segment before switching? And how much more effective and efficient can I be when I do that? What do you guys think about what I'm sharing with you about multitasking and switch costs right now?
Well, I definitely believe that there is no such thing as multitasking. I used to be the one that says like, oh, I'm so good at multitasking, but it's like that on-off mode. Like I learned that it takes you 20 minutes to regain focus on each task. So once you're switching that on and off, like you're really wasting time thinking that you're like really focused because, you know, we're aiming towards 100% focus.
Okay. So knowing that there's inefficiencies in that on off and that switch. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barb. All right. What else do you ladies and gentlemen think?
I've come to the conclusion that, yeah, multitasking is an illusion. We think that we're getting multiple things done, but then I find that I did not focus enough on one thing and then I have to go back. Like if I'm trying to read or listen to something and then try to do something else at the same time, I have to go back because I don't recall everything.
Hey there, it's Dan. I wanted to share with you, I was having a conversation with one of my buyer's agents, Lucia, the other day. And she was sharing with me, she had a client that wrote an offer in today's market on 12 different homes. And she did actually end up getting the last offer accepted. So they didn't go and rent. But maybe right now you may be in that same situation. And maybe you in that same situation, they did end up renting. And I know that that can be like, that can just suck. Well, let me tell you, since 2008, there hasn't been a single month that I've missed a closing in real estate sales on an average of 10. And I want to share with you, in the last 1 year, I've taken 79 listings by attending 93 listing appointments. I don't say that to brag. I say that to share with you that I know how to take listings in today's market. And I want to invite you, if you want to learn how to take listings in today's market, to join me at the 5-Day Listing Challenge coming up. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com and learn how to take listings in today's market without having to cold call, door knock, or beg. That's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. Now, back to the most awesome real estate show ever, CPI Real Estate Podcast.